I fetched the shivering men, and they gave me for reward the pick of their cattle, the bed bullock of the drove, so great was the honour in which I was held. But today, when the rain falls and the river rises, I creep into my hut and whimper like a dog. My strength is gone from me. I am an old man, and the fire carriage has made the fort desolate. They were wont to call me the strong one of the bowie. Behold my face, sahib. It is the face of a monkey. And my arm, it is the arm of an old woman. I swear to you, sahib, that a woman has loved this face and has rested in the hollow of this arm. 20 years ago, sahib, believe me, this was true talk. 20 years ago. Come to the door and look across. Can you see a thin fire very far down the stream? That is the temple fire in the shrine of Hanuman in the village of Patira. North under the big star is the village itself, but it is hidden by a bend of the river. Is that far to swim, sahib? Would you take off your clothes and adventure? Yet I swam to Patira, and not once but many times, and there are muggers in the river too. Love knows no caste, else why should I, a Musulman, and the son of a Musulman, have sought a Hindu woman, a widow of the Hindus, the sister of the headman of Patira? But it was even so. They of the headman's household came on a pilgrimage to Mathura when she was but newly a bride. Silver ties were on the wheels of the bullock cart, and silk curtains hid the woman. Sahib, I made no haste in the conveyance, for the wind parched the curtains, and I saw her. When they returned from pilgrimage, the boy that was...